Turning to Latin America, Bolivian President Evo Morales got a lot of people worked up when he decided to nationalize his country's gas and oil industry. The move alarmed energy companies and foreign governments that have put billions into Bolivia. They worry that they may lose some or all of their investments. But as NPR's Julie McCarthy reports, Bolivia's plan does not appear to be as radical as many fear.
Bolivia's indigenous poor, eager to wrest back the country's natural resources, were primed to hear President Evo Morales announce on May Day that foreign gas and oil interests were now secondary to the nation's. If the foreign transnationals, Morales said, want to subordinate themselves to the sovereign will of the people, if they want to subordinate to the laws of Bolivia and to the supreme decree of nationalization, then, he said, welcome. We want partners, not bosses. Over the last decade, Bolivia privatized its hydrocarbon sector. Attracted by relatively low taxes, some 24 international energy firms came to Bolivia. Their fortunes began to change in May of last year. Congress approved a new hydrocarbon law that raised taxes and royalties to 50%. Under the decree this May, taxes rose again for the biggest investors. Brazil's energy giant Petrobras, which has poured $1.5 billion into Bolivia's energy sector, now faces an 82% tax on the two largest fields it administers in Bolivia. That whopping rate lasts for the next 180 days. By that time, all energy companies must renegotiate their contracts or get out. Bolivian state oil company advisor Manuel Morales notes, however, that not a penny of foreign property has been confiscated and calls Bolivia's nationalization a model for the 21st century.
No hemos expropiado su capital y su inversión.
We haven't expropriated their capital or any of their investments. Rather, he says, we have taken control of the processes of our gas production. What that means is that Bolivia, and not the producers, will now dictate the way in which the country's gas is priced, exported, and distributed. But will transnational companies remain without being able to make those decisions?
That is the $64,000 question.
Bolivian Hydrocarbon Association President Enrico Menacho says that few companies want to forfeit the right to decide what to do with the energy they've extracted. And that issue will be the stickiest negotiation between foreign energy companies and the government.
Who would want to invest and risk if they're not going to make a profit? So they need to understand they need to leave room for the investor, for the operator, for the position that they need to make a profit and they need to be here for a reason.
Santa Cruz-based political analyst Jose Mirtenbaum says foreign companies' fears of unsustainable losses are irrational because Bolivia will remain fundamentally capitalist, and opportunities lie ahead for contractors to drill in Bolivia for a fee. Mirtenbaum says this isn't nationalization as much as it is Bolivia's slow attempt to regain the surplus value of its natural gas, which transnational companies have been obtaining at a discount for years.
In other words, the 180 days period will say basically, well, how much of your gain, how much of your profits are you willing to share? If you're not willing to share, we'll take it over. The end result of this in 20 years is that we should be owners and generous owners of our natural resources.
In seizing Bolivia's gas reserves, President Morales pit neighbor against neighbor. Brazil, Bolivia's biggest investor and customer, was stung. Jose Mirtenbaum says Morales was naive to antagonize his neighbor and ally, President Luis Lula da Silva. But he says the Andean leader also delivered a shrewd message to Brazil. You can choose Bolivia's way or Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez's way.
He's using the threat that Chavez might take over the whole entire business of gas against Brazil. He's facilitating certain things. He's making things more difficult. This is the Andean way. It's a very smart way to making large politics.
But analysts say that Evo Morales may also have to moderate his position. Poor, landlocked Bolivia still depends on foreign firms to actually get its formidable gas reserves out of the ground and to market. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Santa Cruz, Bolivia.